Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rigid Roosters podcast. My name is Cody.
And I'm Heather.
My absolutely beautiful co-host. We are back at you with another week of excitement, of fun, of sometimes not so fun, and of all things lifestyle. We are glad to be back with you. Thank you so much. If you are tuning in again, if this is your first time, welcome. We hope that you learn something. We hope that you gain something from us sitting here bullshitting with one another for about an hour or so. And maybe you can take that with you on into your own life. So that's why we do it. If you listened last week, you know that things can get pretty deep. And one of the things I wanted to mention is that this will not always be a heartbreak show. This will not always be a mental health awareness show. This will not always be a sad show, for lack of a better word. But that being said, in those times, this show and us doing this and putting our voices out there for our listeners is a form of catharsis.
Yes.
We talk about it with one another. We deal with these things with one another. But really, it's different whenever you can address more people and you can try to teach someone something off of your own experiences. So that is why we keep doing what we're doing, and I think that's why we're going to start opening up every show with a check-in on one another. Just a kind of quick feel of the pulse to see how our brains are doing, how our hearts are doing, and kind of where we're at. This is a good idea for anybody in any kind of relationship that you have. Just do a check-in with one another every now and then. See how everything's going. Talk it out. Get your feelings out on the table, whether they're good, bad, or in between.
And it seems silly to do this, but we're finding it so cathartic for us as husband and wife.
And I know that after last week, I felt 100 pounds lighter after our episode last week. And, you know, I think it's good to keep doing that every week and keep checking in. Now, we do check in with each other offline as well. I checked in with Heather as soon as I got home today. And, those are important as well. But something about doing it in front of, for lack of a better word, an audience.
But also not either, because we're not talking to anybody specifically.
Right. We're sitting here in private, but the meaning behind it is we want somebody to learn something off of our experiences. For me, I know.
Or can help us learn or better prepare for the next time we play or next time we jump into something new,
Exactly. Yeah. And I know for me that sharing those experiences, it means something a little different whenever I can say it and I can get it out. But more importantly, I can teach someone something. So if I'm talking with Heather and we're just kind of off on our own and I'm saying these things and I'm saying how I'm feeling, it's great to get it off my chest. It's wonderful. But then there's a whole nother layer if I can share it with you guys and I can kind of get a message out and maybe help someone. And that's the big thing. If I can help one person by letting them know that they are not alone in what they're going through, that's what it's all about. That's what, in a sense, I like to live my life for. I want to help people. I want people to, whenever they interact with me, I want them to come away saying, I feel better for that. That was a good experience, right?
Yes.
And Heather's the same way. So with that, baby doll, how are you doing?
I've actually had a pretty good week. You have your moments, but I have, again, been embracing and allowing myself to feel them as they come. They're definitely not quite as hysterical anymore and quite as scary, I guess, for what it happens, the shock of it happening.
And they're not quite as often.
Yeah. We had an incident, a new one. I mean, not an incident. I mean, it was just more nails in the coffin that's already been sealed shut.
More shit piled on top of an already tall shit heap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get it to a point because I will admit that what happened was there were some items that are needed this weekend for things and they were still at our house. So we had a buddy text and say that they needed to get it. So we made sure that we collected everything that would be needed for said event and had it out nice and neat. I mean, everything was there and respectfully placed.
And I want to pause right there. We had every opportunity And every right, should we have wanted to say, no, fuck off. Mm-hmm. But I'm a firm believer in putting out into the universe what you want returned to you. And I know that Heather's not feeling this sentiment right now because things have been rough for the past.
It's not that I'm not feeling it. It's just I'm not feeling it as much as you are.
Right.
I mean, there's still some hurts that just haven't healed completely, I guess, right. Or whatever.
But, you know, like I said, I'm a firm believer in what we put into the universe is what we get back, whether it's over time or not, you know, and we may not see it for a long time, but what we put in the universe is what we get back. So if we had been that way and we had said, no, fuck off, you know, you left it, it's ours.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer that would have come back to bite us, and, you know, karma's real. And so I think we did the right thing, doing what we did. I think it was the, grown-up thing to do, as much as being a grown-up sucks sometimes. So continue with, what you were saying, baby.
So Cody had gone out and made sure that all of the stuff that he actually, that was actually needed was out there. The speakers, the sound system, that stuff. Just knowing my husband, I knew that he hadn't gone through the cabinets to make sure that some other props that are used and needed were cleared out too. And as much as Cody is saying that, like, it is, I'm very big believer in karma and putting out what you like, putting out what you want to receive back. I totally am. So as he cleaned out, the biggest part of it for me was almost, it was almost cathartic to take out the last of like the little bits of stuff.
Right.
Because we had started being so combined in our efforts of even the performances.
Mm.
So without realizing what I was doing, I was closing another part that I hadn't realized I hadn't really closed off yet.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I don't know if it's a bomb that I dropped, but while the date 10/26/24 didn't have like huge meaning to me or to anybody other than it being like one of my best friend's birthdays. But other than that, while there was no real concrete plan behind it, in my brain somewhere, this was supposed to be around the time that we were seeing that we were successful at being friends and you and your relationship with that person could be back and was full again. So I had put something on this day without really meaning to. And so a Band-Aid got ripped off again last night for me. Was it last night?
Yeah,
it was last night. Yes, it was last night. It was awful. I mean, it wasn't.
Or no, it was the night before last. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful big and bad, but it wasn't. Especially now looking back. Like, even the morning after I had had my big meltdown, crying episode, it was just like, okay. Well, that's done. Why, you know, and Cody made me reflect on a little bit as to why it was so jarring for me to receive it back. And it really wasn't anything, and you
when
know.
She says receive it back. She didn't cover. There was an item left in there that she had thought would just be gotten rid of, that she didn't understand why it was being returned other than to be petty.
And like I said, I can see the point. I will admit that, you know, there was the time when I was in Tulsa and sat on that porch for a long time. I get that. That was vindictive of me, and I apologize for it, and I sincerely mean that. And then even with packing up the little things that you missed, for instance, I found it important, something that I was holding on to. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, just the significance of it. It was an important part of my life, and even if it stayed in that box.
Mm-hmm.
It was there. However, I know things aren't going back that way again.
Right.
I know that door is closed forever. Mm. Not because of you, not because of anything that is between me and you. It was a big bad lie, and I can't associate with that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I want to grow and move on from that. I want the best for everybody involved, but I can't keep going back and pulling off the Band-Aids
yeah.
to make myself feel something about what's happened.
Well, and it seemed like that, you know, on Tuesday night, it seemed like I could tell that it hurt. I had my own questions, and I had fucked up, and I asked one of those questions, and
it wasn't that you had messed up. No, it was
just let me get this out. I had messed up, and even though seeing how she was hurting and seeing what she was going through, I asked one of those questions just because it was burning on my mind, and I didn't understand something. In doing that,
and listen, the question was, why is this affecting you so hardcore?
No,
and
that wasn't the question. It was why did he have these things?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that was where I was confused, and it wasn't that I was angry about it. I just didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But in her state, she viewed that as me being angry. And because of that, I had created a space where she didn't feel safe to fully break down and express those emotions. And it caused not really even a fight between us, but it caused her to be not necessarily willing to show that in front of me, to allow herself to break down in front of me. And one thing that I have to realize is that after this, you know, after everything that's gone on and the hurt she's been through, is there are walls that are up. And I need to recognize when is the correct time to try to get those answers, because if I don't, then those walls are fortified, and I don't want to do that, right? So I say this to kind of give advice to people out there. If your partner is hurting, you may have questions. You may have things that are really burning in your mind you got to know. Wait until things have calmed down.
Until emotions are a little bit more leveled out.
And then approach it. I approached it the next day, and I said, you know, I let her know I'm not mad. I'm not going to be mad. I have to know, because I still am confused. And, you know, I asked her, she told me, problem solved, right?
And I don't mind you. For anybody that is, there was nothing bad. It was a bear that had been returned that I had thought would not be seen again, because mm-hmm. it was one of the, I don't know if anybody else does this, but it was normal for both that person and I. Like, it wasn't like a weird ask for it. So I had kept two t-shirts, and then he had gotten me a football jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had kept those, and they were up in like a keepsake box kind of thing. And just there, for comfort, for peace, I don't know, for something, because I loved that person. And in return, mine wasn't quite as sentimental, but it was definitely a hot ticket item for a horny boy. So the little stuffed animal that I use for fun times and glute exercising and cardio work was what I...
You fucked that bear.
I don't F it. I mean, it's just...
You fucked that bear.
It's just there humped a little.
You fucked that bear.
Not F'd, just humped. Anyways, that was what it was given, because it was me all over it.
I think if there was anger perceived, it was that. And it was, I don't understand why he still has this piece of you.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you explained it the next day, it was like, okay, it makes sense, right? I get it.
Yeah, it was like our last thing to have of each other, I guess, or whatever.
But in the moment, as soon as I found out this information, I was like, why does he have this piece of you? Why mm-hmm. does he still have access to that? That was the part where I was like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Right? But once she explained it to me, it made sense.
And it had been since, like, he moved out. That was our last sad goodbye thing that we did.
Originally, there was still some kind of hope that things might get back to normal.
I can't confirm or deny that. But like I said, for whatever reason, this weekend was a big weekend in my head that went around him. And so anyways, that bear that I had given... and you guys remember, that's why I said it. I returned those shirts when I sat on that porch because I was done, and he needed to know that he had killed it, everything. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, returning the box, the item that I had still been holding onto, not for any other reason other than the fact that it was tiny and put away. And then it was just one of those things is, I was thinking as I was pulling out props and junk that he needs this weekend, I need to go get this because it's not mine anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody has been very helpful about reminding me that it wasn't a fake relationship or love or person the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It changed somewhere. And while I can't pinpoint that timeline or what happened, what event happened to change it from being real and true to whatever it has turned into now, I needed to get out of the house. I was all the way done. And in the nicest of way, not in like the hateful, I'm done with you, mean, angry part of it. It's just
time to close that chapter.
It's just nothing is left anymore.
Right.
So my last, my feelings are hurt because that bear got left, because why would you bring that back? I know what I used it for. I also know what it was being used for in the interim of my little buddy's stay over there. Why would I want that back?
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a shock. I mean, it blew up in my face. Everything was done. But on that same level, I left a note with my ring that said, I cannot believe that it was Sunday that got you, that it was Sunday you were back in. By the following Friday, you had killed everything you worked hard for.
Right.
And this was the mean part. I know. Not the mean part. The unhealed hurt part.
Mm-hmm.
Was if any of the stories you said were true about these two important people in your life, they would be so disappointed in who you've become.
Yeah.
And I know that was meant to gut.
Yeah.
I know that.
And I think the bear was probably
the same. Something
similar. Yeah.
I know. So I see why it was happening. And that's where I'm trying to be big and mature about it. Like, I did that too.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not he's genuine in his feelings of love or hatred or whatever they are for me and the family now, he had the right to express them too. Mm-hmm. And I think no one ended up being the better person here because we both did it.
Right.
We both exposed that there were still feelings that are hurt or that whatever. But now it has closed.
But during things like that, and we'll get into my side of this here in just a second. But during things like that, during the dissolving of relationships, there's always going to be things like that happen. And it doesn't mean that anybody is the winner or loser or the bigger person or anything like that. It's, people express emotions in certain ways.
Yeah.
And sometimes when our feelings are destroyed like that, we lash out. It's a defense mechanism. Fucking plants get spicy so they don't get eaten.
Yeah.
Butterflies make weird images with their wings so that birds think they're animals and they don't eat them. And it's one of our defense mechanisms, mm-hmm. to keep from feeling that feeling.
Well, and that's why I changed it from making it a hateful action, mm-hmm. to being a hurt and unhealed one.
Right.
Because regardless of where we're at, I am getting better every day.
Yeah.
And we get to talk about some of the fun things that are showing that I even on the inside feel like I'm getting better.
Yeah. And I can tell you are, and that's one of the things that makes me the happiest is looking at you. I can tell that each day that passes, you are getting not better because there is no way for you to be better than what you are, but you are healing. Mm-hmm. You are not necessarily getting over it, but for lack of a better word, you're getting over it.
And growing from it.
Yeah.
I guess that's how, yeah.
That is. You don't know how good of a feeling that is for me. I know how good it feels to you to be able to go through the day and not think about that and not have those big bad feelings. But for me as well, to be able to look at you and see my Heather coming back.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. As far as on my side goes, Heather and I talked the other day and I kind of let her in on where I stand on the whole issue. Her and I had a very different relationship with this person. And to me, he was a best friend until the moment that it looked like he was trying to destroy our marriage. At that point, I stopped I completely shut out and stopped giving a fuck about this person. But a revelation that I had while we were sitting at lunch talking yesterday is that it is possible that it was not his intention to try to destroy our marriage. It is possible that in that moment, it was not his intention to break Heather and I up. It was not his intention to destroy the wonderful life that we have built together. But
he did.
There are consequences to every action that you have, right? And fellas, when you're thinking with your dick, you're not thinking about consequences that come after. So even if he was just thinking with his dick, there had to have been a time where he sat and looked at what he had done and said, oh shit, that could have been terrible. I should apologize or I should say something. Never happened. So still just as big of a piece of shit, in my opinion. Still means absolutely nothing to me anymore. And that's how I feel about it. I handle the heartbreak and things like that a little bit differently because I slammed the door shut. And I didn't allow any of those feelings to come in. I didn't allow myself to feel any of that stuff. My hurt and my the biggest part of my pain comes from seeing my wife hurt and be in pain. And that leads to anger. It leads to rage. It leads to all these hateful feelings. But as far as what's been done to me and to Heather and I's relationship, that door was slammed immediately and it was just instant. Don't give a fuck, you know? So,
and I hate that I'm not there, but y'all, I am thankful to have a partner that's able to give me some grace in that and have the maturity to say, babe, we had two different relationships.
Yeah. And it's, you know, what you just said is, you know, you hate that you're not there. You can't, I don't think you can be there, and I don't know that you ever will be fully there, right? Because your relationship with this person was entirely different than mine. I didn't have that romantic connection. I had someone that was supposed to be my friend and my brother that turned around and just not only stabbed the knife into my back, but drug it down my spine as well. And my defense mechanism is, you're going to do that to me, you no longer mean fucking anything to me.
I know.
That's me with anything.
I don't like, I guess that's where I'm saying, I don't, you're probably right. I never will get there because there were different feelings. And I don't want parts of my heart to turn ugly for future possibilities of whatever, you know? So I see what you're saying. I struggle with knowing how that feels for you and how big, whether or not you know the vibes you're putting off. I feel them. You know I feel the vibes and since the changes and all of that. I feel the fiery heat, hate, anger of how you truly feel about this person and what he's and what could have been done. And then I am mad at myself and I feel guilty that I'm sad about this or that I've heard about this.
No, because you shouldn't, and I'm going to explain why. And I've already said it. You had a different relationship with this
person. I know, and that's right? That's just what I'm trying to let the listeners know is the struggle that I'm having is real and valid too, because I feel like I'm letting you down as your wife, that I was affected so and still am affected so hardcore by this.
But you know you're not.
But I know I'm not.
Okay. As long as you say that part, I'm good with it, right?
Yes.
Because I have the same feelings. You know, I mean, I mentioned last week, there are feelings of inadequacy. When the brain bullies start talking, there are feelings of inadequacy. Of, you know, why am I not good enough? Why can I not help more? Why can I, or I should be doing more to help. Why can I not, why can I not make the happy come back? You know, there are those feelings, but then I recognize those feelings aren't healthy. That's not something that is true. I recognize that you are happy with me, but you are at the same time dealing with heartbreak. And that's the ugly side of polyamory is your,
and the side that people don't put any thought into.
No, and what a lot of people think of when they hear polyamory is just sex, you know, just you get to have sex with all these people. No, that's not how it is. Mm-mm. Like I'm a swinger. I get to have sex with a bunch of people, but it's not the same with polyamory. It's these are this was a very deep relationship with implications reaching far into our lives. And to sever that, it's going to take some time to get it out.
I'm so ready to be done and out with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I know you probably know, but like, God, every time I think about it, I'm just, my soul just feels tired that I'm still stuck in this sadness.
I can notice a difference in that you're not thinking about it as much now. Next week, I'm willing to bet money that you think about it even less.
I know.
The week after that, I'm willing to bet you think about it even less. And I'm not even segueing into our next spot yet. What I'm saying is, as time passes, it's going to be less and less.
Yes.
And it's going to hurt less and less. Yes. Until eventually it's a memory of hurt, right? Mm-hmm. You have the memory of the hurt and everything that went through. You know,
football mommy. I forgot that you existed. It's not love. It's not hate. It's just indifference.
Yeah, exactly.
Eventually, I know I will get there.
Yeah. You can't slam the door.
I know.
That's not...
And not I only, tried. I think that's something else that's been an issue, is that I'm trying to slam the door sometimes.
You're trying to heal in ways that aren't you. You are much too caring of a person, and you love people so deeply that you cannot slam those doors. And trying to do that is going to be harmful for you. I've told you before, and for our listeners, I'm going to explain this a little bit more here in a second, but there are two different me's, right? There's the me that I am when I'm home, mm-hmm. and there's the me that I am when I'm on the road. And they have to be two different people, because that guy cannot be a supporting, loving father. He can't be a supporting, loving husband. That guy is mean, and he is all indifferent. He's indifferent to a lot of shit. But at the same time, I can use that to help myself slam those doors and shut that down and get rid of that, because I have gotten good at compartmentalizing my work self versus my self. And when I say that, listeners, I'm not meaning that I have multiple personalities. What I am saying is that I have two very different styles of living my life. When I'm on the road, I'm much more guarded. I am, like she said, all business. I am, you know, of course I have fun and I cut up and things like that, but I am the unhealthy parts of myself when I'm on the road. And as much as that sucks to say, and as unhealthy as that in itself may be, that's almost who I have to be to get through life away from home for that long. You know, I can't allow myself to feel those emotions of missing home and just wanting more than anything to be here, because if I do, then I'll quit my job.
Yeah.
And there are times where that does come through and I am feeling those feelings, and I'll call Heather and I'll have a complete mental breakdown, and then it's button right back up, get right back to business. So,
because it's important for you to have that space to just break down. And those are the times where he's said, babe, I just got to get it out. So I know I'm not on fix it mode. I'm just the listening ear. I am here to
and
say,
I'll call her and
F those boys or F those people.
90% of the time, I'll be sitting in my pickup truck by myself. I will have, like I said, a complete screaming breakdown, and then I'll flip the switch and I'll go back. And what I'm saying is, instead of having multiple personalities, I have gotten very good at compartmentalizing one or certain traits of myself. Mm-hmm. When I'm home, I want to put away those traits. I don't want to be necessarily that guy. The guy that, you know, can shoulder anything. The guy that will just, you know, fight through whatever. The guy that is all the time, you know, tries to be calm, cool, collected, but at the same time can, you know, climb in somebody's ass if he needs to. I don't want to be that for my kids. I don't want to be that for my wife. What I want to be for my kids and my wife is caring, is somebody that shows that it's okay to have emotions, is somebody that is not necessarily just all business all the time. I want to be playful. I want to be fun. And what I'm learning from this experience is that I have to open some of those doors, and I have to reach into some of those compartments. And it unfortunately has come through a little bit in, like she just said a while ago, the vibes that I'm putting off. Because if I'm at work and somebody pisses me off this much, I'm one, having them replaced. I'm getting rid of them. But two, there's a high possibility that we're going to fight. And I can't do that because the person we're talking about would most likely press charges. So, you know, we're not going down that road. But
what, I mean, I know boys are weird, but let's say, okay, devil's advocate here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say this goes out and brother calls you up and he's like, you know what? Let's duke this out. What is it? What is that going to achieve for you though?
Extreme catharsis. But
then you're done and you're friends again?
No, absolutely not.
It's just that would be your closure, I guess.
There's certain levels,
quote unquote closure.
Yeah, there's certain levels of guys. If two guys are complete strangers and they have a fight, those guys can be friends afterwards. If two friends are beefing, small arguments, things like that, and they have a fight, they can be friends again. After a betrayal like this, it would be, I'm going to beat you until you're unconscious and then I'm leaving and that door is closed. But at the same time, I know myself and I know the anger issues that I have. I know what I've done in the past when I let those go.
Mm-hmm.
I would end up in prison.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to allow myself to go down that road.
Okay. So that was my question. That was my devil's advocate. What if he did?
You know, saying that we would probably fight, that would be me trying to control that. But I'm, you know, and I sound like this tough guy, and I'm not trying to put that out there at all. I hate fighting. I don't want to fight anybody.
Me having the space to ask you that just point blank right now,
mm-hmm.
also helps me not make up my mind or choose one way or another,
mm-hmm.
but like any weird random questions that pop up in my head. Like, what if because of y'all's closeness at one time, I mean, because you were all in just like I was all in,
mm-hmm.
you know, what if? Like how, just like I did for the kids, you know, like how could I put myself in the position to let Cody have that if it were something achievable, you know, if it was something you wanted and achievable, obviously it's not. So that's not the question, but like me being able to, the safety that we have with one another for me to play devil's advocate to ask mm-hmm. that just answered a question that I didn't really even know I had in my head until just now is, oh, okay. So I'm not holding you back from a relationship that missing or sad or heartbroken about.
No.
So it just, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I want to finish what I was saying though.
Because I apologize.
Image out there right now of what I said, that I'm this tough guy, badass, or that's what I'm trying to put out. And I'm not, I really don't want to put that out there.
Sorry.
But what I do want to say is that I know myself and I know what I've done in the past. And I know that those things were bad when I was feeling this type of anger. And it's been twice in my life that I've felt this angry about anything. And both times somebody went to the hospital, and I don't want to get that far, because then I am an adult. I do have a really good job. I do have a wife and two kids that depend on me. And little eyes looking at me, and I'm setting the example, and I don't want them to follow that example. I don't want them to end up waking up in their apartment one day and going, shit, am I going to jail? And being worried about that for several weeks until they see this other person again and that other person's okay now. You know what I mean? So I'm not trying to put out the tough guy persona. My days of doing that are fucking over. I don't fight anymore. I hate getting into fights. I'm not going to do it anymore.
Plus, I'm the one with the real right hook.
Yeah, so. She's got a mean fucking right hook. But, you know, and the reason for that is because I know what I've done in the past. I know how guilty I still feel about some of the things I've done in the past. Well,
you
also know
the treasure of what you have now.
Well, that's what I was getting to.
Yeah.
I also know what I have now and how much I don't want to lose that.
Yes.
And, you know, me going to prison, you know, I know that Heather wouldn't leave me just because I'm in prison, but, you know, what kind of example does that set to my kids? What kind of example does that set for them, you know?
Especially think about our son and the anger issues we're dealing with already now. Yeah. That are similar to what you're talking about.
Right.
I mean, you have eyes watching you.
Yeah. But to your point, you're not holding me back from any kind of relationship at all.
I understand that. But do you see what I was trying to say a second mm-hmm. ago? Like, I am thanking you and appreciating you. And I'm taking that moment of gratitude to say, thank you for allowing me the space to play devil's advocate.
Oh, always.
Just because, I mean, that wasn't a real question I've ever actually had in my head
mm-hmm.
until just now when you were talking about it, because I know how boys can fight and then be friends again. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was just the way we were discussing it that popped up. And I'm maybe a little bit high enough to feel brave enough to just, like, blurt that out.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me do that. Yeah. And, like I said, answering a question that a brain bully or an insecurity or something that I'm doing wrong when you're sad because you don't have somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Seeing that part of you. You answered a question without me having to... You're beating up a brain bully before it became a thing in my brain. So thank you for allowing that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we were able to have... I'm also glad that you like me and I'm high and giggly and that's your favorite part of it. So
I do like you. I might even like you.
Oh my gosh.
So let's move on to funner things.
Yeah. Right?
Funner. More fun. Funner. Funner.
I like funner.
We're going to funner. So you mentioned that there are things that have happened that let you know that you are healing. Why don't you get into those? What are those things?
I don't know. Just feeling.
Or who? Should I say?
Nobody. I got the wild hair. I think we talked about it. We got
Tinder
yep. last week.
We talked about that.
Or yeah, last time. I also added Bumble, which I was afraid to do, and that's how I met the other one. But so far it seems, and I don't know, this could be different everywhere. So we need some like feedback from people too about like different dating apps versus whatever. Mm. You know, we talked about Tinder having the non-monogamous topic now, that being cool. I don't think Bumble has one that says it, but it still has a lot of the girls are in charge of things, you know, or the females, or however we discern that
ladies make the first move.
Yes. Well, I just want to encompass everybody, but I can't. I know it's like the she's, they's, and gays. Is that how we say it?
Sure.
I don't know. There's a phrase. I love the way it says, but I love the way it
says. There is a phrase. She loves the way it says.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, I was afraid of Bumble, but it allows a little bit more, like, I feel like people on Bumble are expecting at least a little bit more camaraderie beforehand,
right,
or talking or connections beforehand, where Tinder definitely is set up to more like, let's hook, like, you know, let's meet for a drink because we're going to hook up, you know? So I was kind of timid, but got a wild hair, downloaded Bumble, have had a couple matches, but there was one that I think we talked about last time on Tinder came and fizzled out.
Yeah.
There was a couple others that I've talked to that I'm still talking to, but haven't really progressed to a spot where they've even gotten my snap yet or whatever, you know. Right. But on Bumble, there was one that kind of snuck through that is funny and goofy and silly and. You know, blue collar and...
So exactly your type?
Tall and...
So exactly. Well, aside from that, because you missed the mark on me with that one, but...
Oh, yeah. Oh, but you're tall in my heart, baby.
Okay.
And actually a lot more of a smartass than I think I normally go for, but I like...
This guy, not me. The
no, guy. You too. No, I'm just kidding, but yes. The other person is who I am talking about. Because I don't know really what I'm looking for. I mean, just really like what I call flirtationships, which are friends with benefits that, you know, start out just being friends and flirty or whatever. And then it leads to, if it leads to spicy times, then it does. And that's what it is. But as I've told Cody, I've changed how I identify like my lifestyle as being polyamorous, not just like my relationship way, but I saw, what was it, a TikTok or a meme or something that I was like, whoa, Cody, look at this.
I think it was a meme.
And I was like, this makes so much sense to me. And at first Cody was like, babe, I don't know that you're ready to be in another relationship. But I'm like, no, that's not what I'm saying. It's just how I am with all relationships, friendships, partnerships. Well, I don't know.
The reason I was confused when you sent me that is because I know that.
Oh, well, you know what I mean? I guess I didn't know that.
You're sending that to me and I'm like, yeah, I know. Are you saying you wanted to go for another relationship? What are we doing here? And I knew it already.
Oh, okay, well.
And that's where I was
at work.
I was at work when she sent me that, and that's where the other guy, I'm like, okay, you know, I know this already. Why is this happening? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I'm gone, that communication is different between the two of us. I try not to make it that way, but especially, I'm sorry, I've got a burp. Especially like if I'm right in the middle of something and I get this text message and I'm like, I know this. Are you saying you want to get a relationship? What? I'm trying just to immediately get down to the bottom of what exactly this means. Well, it might not mean anything.
Yeah.
You know, it could be her just realizing something about herself.
And that's exactly what this was. And it's so funny every time that happens and Cody's already clocked it, or one of my girlfriends has already clocked it and had like talked about it with Cody, and then they like bump shoulders or something stupid, and then I'm like,
ugh. Or more often than not, we look at you and go, duh.
I don't know. It's so weird. But anyways, that's exactly what it was. It was just, that was me.
Okay. So get back to your story about what happened with so-and-so.
So he was sick. So we've been talking, right? We were, and it moved to Snap. Funny, not sharing naughty bits because I'm trying to be a little bit more, unless you're already on the list that get the pics of the fun spicy times. New people need to earn them a little bit more, you know. So I'm trying to be a little bit more selective about that because I'm also trying to weed out people. I have found I can't be a one night stand person. I need at least like a friendship where even if it doesn't happen again, we still will meet up randomly for beer and it will be just like ha 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 ha, and we either joke about something that happened in the night of spice, or we don't say anything, but we still are like broing out, hanging out. Yeah. Being friendly, you know, my brain just does not like, and it's probably because of the polyamory thing being in there. I value connection a lot more than I thought I did.
Yeah.
And that's where we learned, I mean, going back to, since we don't have previous episodes on there where we got to teach or talk about things.
Maybe next episode we do a little bit of the difference between polyamory and swinging.
And yeah, and the different levels of polyamory.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many quote-unquote umbrellas in the lifestyle of everything we do.
And there are so many labels. Good God, there are so many labels.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, so it was Snap, and then he works out of town, but works like 2 weeks in Oklahoma City. And so he's got like a little rent house out here or whatever. And so it was time for him to come back to work, but he's not feeling well and sick. Anyways, I had free time on Monday. That's what it was, because I went to get my tattoo. And it was like a midway point from the house and where this person resides. And so I knew they're sick. I knew they were sick. I also know that I have grandparents that bless me with the special ingredient in all kinds of soups that make you feel better and heals your heart and soul. So, he was like, I wish I had soup, and like being a big old pouty baby like boys usually are. And I said, I was still like sitting in the chair and I was like, send me your address. I mean, he like sent it immediately. And he was like, you know, I'm sick. And I was like, I know, don't worry, I have a plan. And I did. I was a total goofball. And this is where, like, I know the one night stand things aren't for me because I need this. Like, this is a funny story for me. I went because of COVID. We all know, like, the nurses used to, like, strip outside their doors or whatever and then, like, Lysol and then walk in and they'd have new clothes. Okay, so that's what I'm doing. I was like, I had the clothes that I was wearing that I had worn for my tattoo that day. But I needed to go to the store because I needed to pick up the ingredients to make some stuff, to make soup. And I was going to get just some like throw on clothes that I could do that with. And they weren't sexy clothes. It was literally, I found a 4X women's clearance sweater and I got it. I wanted it that large so that if I was brave enough, I wouldn't put pants back on. I would leave it. But I also bought shorts because I knew I was kind of a chicken and wasn't going to not wear pants. So, but like I had this whole thing. And here's the goofy girl part that Cody says is how I how I'm hot, but I don't understand I'm hot because it's just, I am so goofy, but I was so proud to come home and tell him this. And that's when it's funny about being us in our relationship, because like, it's Oklahoma, okay? Standard or typical monogamous relationships aren't us getting to come home and bro out or girl talk. Girl talk it out. You're like, hell yeah. girl talk it out. But I came home. So the original plan was like there would be like touching or whatever, like sitting next to each other and stuff, but not like sexy times or spicy times because this individual was sick. And I have plans for this weekend, and I wasn't planning to get sick.
Yeah.
But I was going to do like a little tease, and I totally did. So I don't wear bras. I haven't worn bras in like 3 years. Mm. I don't know. So I took off. It was just a little cami that I had worn for my tattoo. So I take it off because there's like an island between us. And I'm telling you, there are butterflies everywhere, but I'm like clocking. I can't wait to tell Cody that I actually am doing this. And I love that facet of our relationship more than anybody will ever understand.
Yeah.
And I think like that's where I get so upset. I know this is like a different track, sorry, that when people are just like so dismissive of us or our things or our different feelings. Mm-hmm. Because we're married, this is what we do. But we're also people and individual, and I don't know. Okay.
I think that was her rewinding, maybe. I'm not real sure. Or she's a turkey, one of the two.
It's almost Thanksgiving. No, it was like transferring from one thought bubble to another thought bubble, you know, because that was like a whole different train track, you know? Mm-hmm. So we magically move into the original.
Okay,
so that's where we're at.
Before you start, because I can see you're going down this road, you don't have to get into like the dirty details.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Because we don't want to get booted off of our platforms, but continue.
I have kept it like PG, I think, PG-13.
You can go as far as like R if you want to, but...
But have I done anything that's even come close yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to tell you that before you got there. Because she did some X-rated things.
No.
Yeah, you did.
Stop. Okay. You are
a naughty girl.
Listen. Anyways, so I go, this is where it gets goofy. So I do that. Like I do my little strip tease. My boobs are out for just 10 seconds. Throw on the big sweater. Okay. Well, now I'm doing the little, because Cody likes the shaky dance, you know, like when you're putting pants on.
The booty jiggles.
Yeah, yeah. And so this, I always try to do it when I'm taking my pants off, too. So just channeling the person that Cody sees when I am in that mode, you know, like, so I'm bouncing and jiggling, and I get my pants all the way down, and I thank God that I wore panties that day, because then the front door swings open, and his roommate walks in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoop. And hello. So, you know, it was funny. It ended up being a really good time. Made the soup, made enough for everybody, because luckily I still don't know how to cook for just one or two people. Mm-hmm. So they had leftovers.
Good.
Yeah. Felt good. Got to spread some of my loves. Got to sprinkle the sparkle of Heather a little bit.
She spread her love and she spread her cheeks.
I did not actually spread my cheeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not this time.
You spread your legs, at least, didn't you?
Listen. Listen. Okay.
I'm listening.
We were watching a house,
mm-hmm.
and I was reading a book, mm-hmm. and it was very comfortable. That's
it was probably one of y'all's smut books, wasn't it?
No, I hadn't even gotten into it. It was okay. Just a brand new book, like I had started. So I haven't got to the smut yet, you know, like it's leading up into it. But house was on, and the roommate was up and around and moving. I mean, so it wasn't like a date, but it's actually something that I am finding. I just like being existing with people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and whatever that space is.
Yeah.
And so, and I like house, so I could watch the show and be in my book, and like, I don't know, it was just a good vibe, good times, even with him being all puny and pathetic because he's a sick, pouty baby.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I've also found that Cody can attest to, that I didn't used to be a super touchy-feely, want that extra physical touch, you know? However, that has changed. And thanks to Cody and several friends, and then me finally realizing it for myself with everybody being like, oh my God, Heather, we've been telling you this for 3 weeks, have come to realize that I have to look at taking out how I, my perspective. It's not something that was a old thing that I used to do with somebody else. Mm-hmm. It's now something that I require, or that I need, or that I enjoy.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. That's yours.
That's mine. Mm-hmm. And just for anybody else that is animated or ADHD and thinks like this, it was a total light bulb. Like, for when it finally clicked, it was like, oh.
Mm-hmm. You could see, whenever I told her that, you could see the light bulb go off above her head.
Like
it got that, noticeably brighter in the room.
Like, this is just something new that I want now, yeah. You know? And so I love that it's so far come easy and just casual like that. But because it just was easy and casual like that, you know, we were all cuddled up and so under a blanket and hands went where hands go.
Like, you didn't know exactly what was going to happen.
I didn't. Uh-huh. He was sick. I have plans for this weekend. Uh-huh. I was not. That was what was supposed to happen.
You heard all of the escapades that I'm planning on getting into this weekend. You were like, all right, I got to get my numbers up right now.
No, not at all. But I just, everybody, like, my brain was not where my sad heart, you know, where we started. So that's, I want everybody to reflect on that too. Like, healing, you know, like, it's not, since I've started talking to this new person, it's not like it's not ever happening thoughts. Yeah. But so far at this point in time, like, never once did it become like, this is me getting to experience just a happy, fun, goofy night with a new friend, you know? Yeah. Like, it was just, I don't know, it was just eye-opening and really fun. Anyway, so, you know, it's really nice to know, this was something else that, like, earlier when I like more of a touchy-feely, physically cuddly kind of thing now. Maybe not all the time, but I do like it.
Mm.
Even if it's just like our legs touching or something, whatever. Anyways, I'm losing my train of thought. I was worried that, yeah, I had somebody for 2 years that had found my spots, and they were pretty easily found.
Mm-hmm.
And they were thick, strong, good hands, you know? Okay, so, like,
now she says that as if I don't have.
No, thick, I know, hands. You do, but there was a size difference in the both of you. I'm not even talking nasty like that, but height and, like, stocky, thick-wise. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. His hands were just larger, and not in any kind of way, because they discussed it on the other platforms. They made up it. They both were great, okay? Lord have mercy. I did not mean to start it like that. But do you know what I mean? He was a chunkier, thicker, stockier dude. Mm. His hands were that, or chunkier, thicker, stockier. Okay, so the same thing. I was worried that it wouldn't be easily found. Like, I wouldn't be able to come quite as easily as I had started.
Like a fucking water fountain.
Jeez Louise.
It's amazing.
Not only did I find some, they knew where the button was, and they found it pretty quickly. Well, now,
I want to break in here, because she acts like that's some magical thing. Well, her spot is easy to find, and it is easy to make that water fountain happen. Like, it gushes.
See, but that's so weird. Guys, I'm not talking bad about you.
I want you to recognize that it's not like, that's not some magical talent. It's you allowing yourself.
Oh,
to
okay.
Feel that.
Yes. Well,
you
know that's, what
I
mean? Yes.
And it's not,
I get what you're saying now.
It's
yes.
not anything that you're going to be missing out on or anything like
well,
that.
Well, that's what
it's,
I was getting to say. Yeah. That's where I was getting. I'm sorry that for you, of course, the intellectuals here are already there, but for the slow people with me, that's what I was getting to, was when I did come on his fingers quickly, it was like, holy crap. it's not just going to be my head. Like, it's not just Cody that's going to keep being able to do this. It's not just that person mm-hmm. and Cody that are going to be able to do this. I was still able to be happy enough and content enough and comfortable enough mm-hmm. that it went to where it went. Mm-hmm. And then I could no longer take just fingers and did what I needed to do, and it was magical, and that's that. I don't know what that's back to you, Cody. We're done.
Well, I could tell when she got home that it was not necessarily a different person, but she was her normal self. She was happy, she was giddy, she couldn't wait to tell me about what
it
happened.
It was so much fun. And you know, well, and the fun thing, I love it for people that aren't in the lifestyle or that don't have the kinks that we share. Mm. I am sitting there as it's happening. Like, y'all heard me clock when I said I couldn't wait to tell Cody about me doing my like booby tease dance. Like, that's a big deal for me because Cody gestured something very rudely, but it made me giggle. I apologize.
I just wanted to show you.
Stop. You're going to make me forget where we're going.
It has that effect on people.
Shut up. That I was excited to come home and tell you these things. You know, like, so people are like, ah. But I was also excited at first, before I was a little hussy and was like, I need that inside of me instead of your fingers. When it was just when I was thinking initially, okay, fingers are fine. There's none of his fluids being exchanged here. So sickness will be fine, whatever. However, I was validating me being a little hussy at that point. Okay. I could not wait. Again, at that point, thinking I'm only letting this happen tonight. I could not wait to get home and have you finish me off that evening and then tell you about it like a slumber party, like I would like at a girls' night out slumber party. I mean, I was so excited to do that. And then we did. It's exactly, well, I mean, and then you got the added bonus of your hot wife kink being lived out and then reclaiming me at the end of the night.
Yeah. And we'll get into that next week whenever we talk about the swingers and polyamory and difference between the two and stuff like that.
But otherwise, it's been good.
Yeah.
I'm looking for, it was a good experience. I think it's a friendship that's going to be established and kind of go with where I, and again, we'll talk about it next week more, but where I want to go in my future.
Yeah.
In the lifestyle or whatever. Good. Yeah.
Well, I've got a couple of different prospects. Facebook works for me. Like the Facebook
so
groups that
excited,
we're in.
Y'all.
I've got one that is, she is a fucking smoke show. And she is very excited to meet both of us tomorrow night. I'm really hoping that you guys click.
Even if it's just because they want to get to know you better. As long as they're nice to me.
Well, she's excited to meet you too, though. Like, I want you guys to click. But we started out talking through Facebook Messenger. She saw me in one of the groups. She sent me a message. And we started talking there. Probably like...
Are we talking about Cindy Lou Who?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was probably like 3 weeks ago we started talking. Mm-hmm. And then... Earlier this week, she said something about her, because she is a single girl in the, she is the rare unicorn, right? She is a single girl in the lifestyle, so her DMs are flooded. And she was, you know, we were messaging back and forth, and, you know, it was taking longer and longer for me to get back to her, but then for her to get back to me as well. And she was like, sorry it took so long, my DMs are flooded. And I was like, cool, here's my phone number, you can text me. Mm-hmm. And so she sent me that, and then she added me on Snapchat, and then... I think she read the post that I put up the other day where my
that
intro
was
post.
That was your most college frat douchebag post I've ever seen you post before. I mean, it was hilarious. Don't get me wrong.
I meant it for just to be funny.
I know you did. You know? It cracked me up, but I'm telling you, douchebag, frat boy,
anybody that knows me knows I am not that douchebag, but I was...
It was hilarious.
I was in a particularly funny mood that day, and I wanted to be funny.
Yeah, it was a good one.
But she read that, and then she found the buttons to push mm-hmm. with me, because I was being serious about my turn ons, right? I am very into direct. I am very into all of the slutty behavior. The sluttier the better, you know. And she read that, and so today she started pushing those buttons, and she pushed them well. And I think there was one point she sent me a meme that said, have you ever, you know, had your mouth full of your favorite snack while it plays with your hair or something like that? And I told her, I said, oh, don't worry, you know, I'll give you a mouthful and then, you know, hold your chin and tell you know, what a pretty girl you are mm-hmm. with your mouth full, things like that.
Yeah.
And she's very excited about that. So
I'm so excited to see Cody's little face. Not little. I don't know. I don't mean to say little, because I say little excitedly, y'all.
I am not a little man.
God, I know he's not, but he's so excited, you know, and I like seeing him that way.
Well, this is one, like, she's fun to talk to aside from all the nudes and stuff like that. Like, she's also fun to talk to, you know, so I'm hoping that one pans out into like a friendship type thing, you know. And then there's another one that said, she is also very, very gorgeous. Said she's going to give me a personal tour when she gets there, which does not mean a personal tour. It means something else. So I'm excited for that one.
Of her vagina.
I have got the Blue Chew ready, and it will be packed, and we'll take it along with us. And I may take one tomorrow as well, just depending on what happens.
Because we're going to be there tomorrow, y'all. Yeah. We will be in Fort Smith.
We are going to Fort Smith, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. We're going to Club Karma for their Halloween bash.
Yes. You will find us as Velma and Cody as a monster.
No, I'm going to be Scooby-Doo.
Oh, my goodness. I have
found a Scooby-Doo costume that looks comfortable at Party City. I'm going to go get it either tomorrow at lunch, if there's one up by the school, or we'll get it on our way out of town.
Listen, okay, so as the night goes on then, when you're ready to start getting sexy, because my skirt comes off or whatever.
Well, it's like
then you can wear like a collar.
It's like a onesie.
Well, then we'll get you a collar.
It might come with a collar too, but yeah. So
I bet.
But yeah, so for those of you that don't know,
Club, I totally collar you. I might do that.
Yeah. I'd be your good boy.
You are my good boy.
Club Karma is a lifestyle club. More specifically, it is a swingers club. Mm-hmm. So the Halloween bash that they're throwing is going to be full of all of the naughty parts and all of the, you know, as I mentioned before, I love slutty behavior. It's going to be full of all of the slutty behavior. And they have a free open bar.
As much as I love, like, the free slutty behavior and the open bars, holla, that cruise, we made so many new friendships that I'm just so excited to see everybody in like the corniest of ways. Yeah. Like, I can't wait to just squeal and hug little Scott, and not little, because he's not a little guy either. But see, do you see what I mean? It's an endearment.
She says little as a term of endearment, yes. Even though it is emasculating.
But I don't mean it like that. I don't. I truly.
Scott,
even if little
you're
Nicole.
You are not a little man.
I'm sorry. See, she hates that too. But it's just, she's cute and dainty and beautiful.
You got to think of a different word.
But I mean it as love.
I know, but people don't take it that way. So we got to think of a different word.
Or you're just going to get over it and figure out that when I say little, I mean it lovingly.
Listen, we have to be able to grow and change as adults. That's what makes
us
mature.
Yes, so you can grow and change to listening to my little
or
being an endearment.
Grow and change.
My sweet
and realize
little Cody.
That this term may not be
because
as affectionate
I
as you think it is.
That when you are balls deep and I'm looking at you and sweetly rubbing your chin and calling you my good little boy, that you're not so upset.
Okay, we have to end the podcast
about being called little then, are you? Are you? Exactly.
No.
Boom.
But we are going to this event. It is going to be a fucking blast. We've both been looking forward to it for a while since we decided that we were going to go. We are leaving tomorrow afternoon. There's a pre-party thing at a club called Lost Beach in Fort Smith.
Lost Beach. Yeah.
Yeah. Long Beach is in California.
Yeah.
But Lost Beach, we're going to go there too, and meet up with everybody and kind of, you know, get to know everyone, have a good time.
Yeah. Just kind of get our nerves
kind
of out a little bit the first night.
Yeah. And then after that, we'll be ready to get our costumes on and then go subsequently take them off. And it's going to be such a good time. I can't wait.
I can't wait.
We will have a review for you next week. You'll be able to listen. We'll tell you all about the party as much as we can. We're not going to get into a lot of details and throw any names out there or anything. Exactly. But we'll tell you about the club. We'll tell you about...
We can give like a review. I mean, that's... I'm excited because I've already been. For anybody that doesn't... Because I think I've mentioned it on the last couple of episodes. But if not, I've gone by myself. And it was so much fun. I actually ended up spending a lot more time in their quiet room that if you hear the story and once you guys meet the owners of this club, is so sweet that was made it specifically for her, but for her still to be in the environment in a way that was not overstimulating.
Right.
And me being solo for that first time, even though I was there and I'd had such a good time with these people on a cruise, I was still by myself, so I was still shy girl.
Well, and you were going through a lot
at that time
as well, you know.
Yeah.
And so we'll give you our review. I think that's something I would like to try doing because we haven't been to Club Eden either.
Yeah.
There's a few, you know, I'd like to go down to Dallas and try one out down there. Maybe we start giving club reviews every now and then in here, you know, just maybe a quarterly segment or something like that, where we can just tell you, hey, we went to this place and it was either awesome or, you know, man, maybe stay away from this one, you know, that way people that are thinking about getting into the lifestyle or thinking about, you know, maybe trying out one of these clubs.
Or at least, getting the word out that there are more places out there. I know there has to be a little bit more going on in Oklahoma City that we just don't know about yet because all of ours keep getting to be in Tulsa and Fort Smith. And I'm like, I love these people that we're making connections with, but then I miss them. And it's like a month or 2 months before I get to see them again because of the long distance.
We'll just
and
have to start getting out there more often too.
Well, you know? I know. We only have kids for so long, so I won't give up that time either. Yeah. But
this weekend, everything lined up perfect, and we're getting
We're getting crazy. Yeah. I'm so excited. I'm ready to cut loose and just have fun with my husband.
Yeah. I'm ready to have fun with my wife and maybe have her watch me have fun with some other people and watch her have fun with some other people and both of us have fun with other people together. And
whatever.
You know that line off of that movie is like two chicks at the same time. That's what I'm really hoping happens this weekend. So fingers crossed. We'll see. That's why I'm hoping y'all click when you meet tomorrow. So maybe.
Got it.
Maybe then you actually like click.
That's like the biggest nod. Like, hey, babe, this is what I need to happen tomorrow. Okay. Wink, wink. Nod, nod. I got you. We're doing like our handshake. I got you, bro.
All right. Well, we're getting pretty close to time here. Do you have anything else that you want to go over this week?
I don't think so. Remember to check in with yourselves. Remember to get it out.
And check in on your loved ones too.
Yeah.
And loved ones, be honest with your counterparts whenever they ask you.
Be safe places when you can, but be honest when you're not available.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a lot going on in your own life that you really giving that up might be all of your spoons. And we gotta have at least one spoon. One or two spoons for ourselves. So remember that. But get it out. If there's ugly and yuck, find a way. Remember, I think Cody's supposed to put all the socials up soon.
I think they're already up.
Oh, okay, great.
I'm pretty sure I put them in last week's episode.
They're available for you to just scream at, rant at. I mean, we're there. We're there, and we want people to know that. So just make sure that's get the yuck out.
Yep.
Have somebody to get it. If you don't have somebody to get out the yuck, we're here to help you. Even if that just means listening to you scream and cry and make sounds that we don't understand or know.
We'll listen to you.
Yeah, we're here. Just
and we will.
You got to get it out.
Yeah, we check our messages often, and we do read every message that's sent to us. So if you have something you'd like to say, be it a content suggestion for the show, or you need to get something off your chest, or you want advice, anything, we're not qualified to give advice at all, but we'll try.
We'll let you know our experience in it and how we have come to tell you about it.
Exactly. But we will be reading every single message, and you know,
and we love it. If you need someone that comes through,
yeah, if you need someone, get a hold of us. We are always open to content suggestions. You know, one of the ways that this thing works is by people telling us what they want to hear. Mm-hmm. If you tell us what you want to hear, we'll make it happen for sure. Other than, you know, like, we can't do auditory porn over a podcast. That doesn't really work very well. But otherwise, you know.
What do you mean? I could totally be auditory porn.
Well, yeah, but we can't do that on podcast platforms. Like, we can't just record an hour of us fucking and then put it out. It doesn't work.
Okay. See, I was thinking about, like, reading porn or something. I'm like, why not? People do that. I could totally read porn to you right now.
Yeah, but we can't put it on podcast platforms.
Yeah, I could.
No, you can't.
I could totally read.
Maybe Spotify, but Apple would never go for that.
I could totally talk about how also, a lady cave needed to be entered.
Yeah.
By a meat sausage stick.
All right. Well, with that, we are going to get out of here. It's been fun. We will see you next week. And until then, remember, love yourselves because we love you. Okay, thanks. Bye.